Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Always a pleasure to be with you guys tonight. I'm doing the introductory as Kirk right now. He's taking care of a few other things over in Germany at this moment. He will be joining us later in the show, but I'm going to get it rolling right off the top. Obviously, the All-Star Game just happened here past couple of days between the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game. Now we're in trade talk month. We're right in it. Adam Frazier obviously gets traded today over to the Kansas City Royals for a prospect. That's hopefully going to get the ball rolling on a few other trades about to happen. Obviously, there's some big names being thrown around. All-Star Game, obviously, we're going to get into that a little bit in the first segment and everything like that, kind of talk about what our predictions are going forward for the rest of the season, how we're kind of planning everything else to go out. Obviously, we're going to get into the standings, answer your curtain call questions as we continue on through the show, but I mean, what can you say about the Home Run Derby except for the fact that Jazz Chisholm obviously didn't choose to participate to the fullest this time around? Only three home runs. That was a little bit of a disappointment. But, I mean, overall, Atlanta put on a good show. You got to tip your cap there. They did pretty good overall. Weather looked beautiful down there. Obviously, the curtain call for Clayton Kershaw and what could have been his last All-Star game. Just based on the way that it looked, it sure seemed like it definitely was his last All-Star game. Obviously, Dave Roberts let him enjoy the moment, pitched to two batters, pull him out after two outs in the second inning there, leaves to the standing O, obviously gets to keep the ball, tips the cap, does the whole nine yards. Freddie Freeman, same thing, returns to Atlanta, obviously where he spent most of his career. Gets a big curtain call there when they pulled him out of the game. I mean, I gotta give a lot of respect to Dave Roberts for doing that. Obviously, Joe Torre was in the stands as well, former player with the Atlanta Braves once upon a time. It was a good experience. Overall, I'm still not overly thrilled with the whole All-Star game. I do still believe that they should be some ramifications or something more important, because overall, I mean, let's call it what it is. It's becoming more like the other big time sports. But we're going to jump into more of that, obviously, in the first segment here, coming up right after the break, Dirtbags. But stay tuned, because we're just going to get up, get after it, and get dirty.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, ooh, where'd you get that dress? Or what are your makeup secrets? Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids' clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves and enjoy a sales tax holiday in Alabama. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, Takis fans. Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Hi, and welcome back, Dirtbags. Obviously, introductory, started talking about the All-Star game a little bit. Minnesota Twins fans out there, obviously, I think you gotta be a little bit happy in regards to obviously what Byron Buxton said during his press conference there for the All-Star game. They asked him basically outright, hey man, listen, are you willing to basically waive your no trade? And Buxton was just outright, nope, love being a Twin. I get to put on a Twins jersey for the rest of my life. Minnesota's home, all that stuff. Obviously, Minnesota ownership and higher-ups, I'm sure they're probably sitting there like, dang, this guy's trade value right now would be through the roof. We could get back a nice little haul for him. Obviously, doesn't look like they're a playoff team as of right now, based on where the standings are and everything like that, from what we've seen for basically the first 100 games, you can call it now. Team that's kind of been up and down. Rocco Baldelli obviously trying to do his best to manage that team. A lot of rumors flying around with the Minnesota Twins, though, obviously. Sounds like Joe Ryan's become available. Quite a few teams are interested in him. Some of their high-end relievers as well, obviously interest getting there. I don't know, man. Like, the Minnesota Twins, obviously, they're in a weird little spot right now. A couple games under 500, but, I mean, still, you're looking at it, right? Buxton, obviously, he's got to be in some sort of consideration for MVP. I doubt he'll finish there, barring something drastic happening with Aaron Judge or Kyle Raleigh. But, I mean, Buxton, the year that he's had, he's lived up to the promise of, obviously, what everybody kind of touted him to be. He was that five-tool player coming out of high school once upon a time. And, I mean, like, he's finally stayed healthy for the most part this season. Obviously, he had a blip on the IL there after the collision with Carlos Correa to start out the year. But, I mean, still, you're looking at a guy that has really, really, really finally, truly shown everybody what he can be out on the baseball field. Like, there's no denying it. The guy is way outperformed, I think, what anybody expected him to be. I mean, for myself, I drafted him in fantasy in like the 10th or 11th round this year, just because, like, every other year, you know what you were going to get from him. Unfortunately, that was the injuries this year. Knock on wood, stayed very healthy. Home run derby, obviously, he participated in that, made it to the second round, put on a nice little show there. But for the most part, I mean, the home run derby was what it was. Junior Caminero, obviously, he's a guy that I don't think a lot of people knew too much about him. Youngest All-Star this year. Put on a good show, obviously made it to the finals. obviously lost to Cal Rally. Everybody knows that. But it was a good home run derby. Cal obviously had his dad and brother helping him out and everything like that, taking swings from both sides of the plate. Obviously, you're seeing the numbers that Cal's put up this year, 38 bombs. They were kind of joking about it during the actual All-Star game itself, saying, yeah, in about a week's time with the pace that he's on, he's going to break the single-season catcher record held by Salvi Perez for a catcher. And yeah, I mean, that honestly wouldn't surprise me in the slightest bit. Like, the year that he's had has just been absolutely fantastic. He'd be the guy right now. Obviously, I've kind of talked about it. I'm a little bit biased, obviously, as everybody knows, being a catcher. But, I mean, still, you're looking at a guy that obviously has put up the numbers all the way throughout. Kyle Schwarber, got to give him a lot of credit. Obviously, tie game going into the last inning there. Extra innings, a lot of air quotations around that, where they did the swing off there to decide who was going to win the All-Star game. He does his thing, goes 3 for 3, 3 bombs, obviously. And, I mean, they were just absolutely crushed home runs. You love to see it out of Schwarber. The Atlanta fans, even that, it was funny because obviously the pregame, everybody's booing him and everything like that. And not just him, obviously. It was the whole Phillies, the whole Mets teams. Everybody was getting the boos and everything like that. But still, I mean, you see at the end of it, they were giving him the standing ovation because that can't be an easy thing to do. You got all eyes on you. You get 3 home runs and 3 at-bats in air quotations, the biggest moment of the All-Star game. So, I mean, he put on a show. Brent Rooker obviously put on a show for people that somehow didn't know him. Now he's very much on the map across all baseball. That guy, obviously, he's had an incredible last few seasons with the Athletics organization and got the big contract in the offseason that he clearly deserved. I mean, that guy, he's been nothing but fantastic ever since coming over to the Athletics after the Kansas City Royals had waived him there a couple years ago. So overall, I mean, no real complaints too much about the All-Star game. It's just not the same excitement. It doesn't draw you to the game as a fan the way that it used to, at least in my opinion. Like the pregame show that they were doing there with Ludacris and not even too sure who the other rapper was that was up on stage with him. But I think you can just scrap that whole pregame show stuff that they're doing now. Like, fans just want to see the baseball game. Call it what it is. They showed up there to see the best of the best. And I don't know what they're going to do after the new CBA, if it ever comes to an agreement in 27. I guess it's December 1st to 26, but still, I think they really need to change the All-Star game and bring it back to the best of the best. Like, no disrespect to the fans vote, no disrespect to the every player deserves to be there. Like Jacob Mizorowski, or however you pronounce the kid's name from Milwaukee, 5 starts and he's an All-Star. That's purely an MLB money grab. At that point in time, like, there's other pitchers that have earned the right to be a starting pitcher in the All-Star game. Like, they asked Christopher Sanchez, who Philadelphia, I mean, tip my cap to the Philadelphia Phillies organization. They ended up paying him his All-Star game bonus. Ranger Suarez, who's had a fantastic year as well there. There's other guys, obviously, but you're still like, okay, a guy that makes 5 starts, sure, he's put up good numbers in his first couple of starts and then obviously kind of got hit around there the past couple of starts. But you're still like, to me, he doesn't deserve to be an All-Star. Paul Skene, sure, I get that he had the negative win-loss record and everything like that. Guy deserves to be an All-Star. No two ways about it. One of the best pitchers in baseball. Milwaukee had other participants. They could have skipped him outright. No one would have batted an eye. Give it to someone more deserving. And it's not even a knock on the kid. He's done his part. He's pitched well. MLB wants to use him as a, I'm not going to say a publicity stunt necessarily, but that sure as heck what it feels like. And to me, they could have very easily chosen someone else to participate or to pitch at least in the All-Star game. Like, that's kind of the way that I look at it. But how do you feel, Kirk?
Yeah, I like your thoughts. I like your opinions. Obviously, everything's different. I mean, the Midsummer Classic is all about pomp and circumstance to a degree. And I mean, you and I talk about it a lot, Nolan, the different professional sports all-star games. So, you know, I take it that MLB's looking at it differently. In this kid's case or whatever, and that, obviously, he's a bright light for the Brewers. He's a bright light for the sport. I mean, obviously, lots of feedback on his, 102.5 fastball, and then the 98.1 slider that he threw. You know, those are incredible numbers and stuff like that. But you're right. I mean, when you're players and you work as hard as you do, and like you said, no disrespect to the kid. He's obviously worked his tail off to get to where he is and stuff like that. But, you know, you got a length of career. You got guys like you had mentioned, Suarez, Sanchez, different people. Boy, that's gotta be tough to swallow when you get left off that roster, when you're putting that work in. And I realize the All-Star game doesn't mean you get included with it. And it's tough, but you're right. I think you have to respect all the players to the best of their ability. You've got to respect what each of the teams bring to the major leagues and really evaluate, is that person deserving long-term? I flip it over to, you know, the Rob Manfred voting in Clayton Kershaw and stuff like that. Great honor, great longevity of career and getting him mic'd up with John Smoltz and having fun with it and stuff like that. And then he goes out and he has a really good outing. It's tough to swallow. So that's our thoughts and opinions, Dirtbags. Send yours in and we're going to be right back here after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495.
That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, let's talk about some. Let's talk about the draft. Obviously, goes down Sunday night, day one, into day two on Monday. I mean, we're talking about it, what, 2 weeks ago with Mike Rizzo, Dave Martinez getting released from, let go from the Washington Nationals, and speculating that there had to be something up with the disagreement. The timing of the termination in regards to the upcoming draft. Obviously, the Washington Nationals go out and take Mr. Willett's number one overall. I have to believe Rizzo and Martinez were wanting Ethan Holiday or the LSU kid.
Cade Anderson.
Yeah. And you see a lot of teams manipulate the higher rounds of the draft these year, the past several years or whatever, and that to be able to extend and get more length out of their signing bonuses and stuff like that. Is that all it was? I mean, obviously the Willits kid is a pretty good, solid kid too. I mean, he's there's never a guarantee, but for me, it proved that there had to be a disagreement between ownership, what they wanted to do, and obviously Mike Rizzo and David Martinez.
Yeah, I mean, they're, like you said, they're, I mean, we obviously speculated it. They'll never come forward and outright admit it. But yeah, there had to be some sort of disagreement up there. And I don't know if they could sign Willits for under what the slot bonus is for the first overall pick compared to Ethan Holiday or Cade Anderson. I mean, the immediate reports were right after the draft. It sounded like Cade Anderson was going to sign for $800,000 less than slot value with the Seattle Mariners at pick three. But like, if I'm one of those teams, unless Cade Anderson outright said like, hey, listen, I'm not really that interested in signing with you guys. Because I had, and don't quote me on this, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure he was a junior. I think he still had another year of eligibility. Obviously, he led D1 for K's and everything like that this past year. But yeah, I mean, like, there had to be some sort of stipulation behind it. But either, no, like, I mean, I tip my cap. Obviously, they said, well, it was going to be a top 10 pick somewhere in there. There sure as heck wasn't a bona fide number one this year. Let's call it what it is. There wasn't a bona fide superstar player that's MLB ready at this particular time. Although I think there's a couple of those left-handed pitchers that sounds like basically if they wanted to, they could more or less move them up. Like they were talking about the Cardinals pick at five, Liam Doyle. They were saying that he could be MLB ready by September just because his fastball plays well. Now, that being said, they'd use him as a reliever. They wouldn't use him as a starter if he were to get called up. Obviously, they had him comped as Garrett Crochet, smaller. But, I mean, yeah, like Willits, that one definitely shocked everybody. Angels obviously went complete surprise there with their pick. And then, Cade Anderson at three and Ethan Holiday at four. But, I mean, if you're the Colorado Rockies, obviously you're waking up, like the fan base, I'm saying. Obviously, you're waking up the next morning and you're like, oh, my goodness, we actually got him. Like, that's got to be a great feeling for the Colorado Rockies fan base, knowing how well Dad obviously performed there and everything like that. And you're looking at Ethan, obviously, 6'4", 210, got the frame. He's got the projectables to be either a corner outfielder or a corner infield. I'm assuming he'll still put on a little bit more size, probably get up to about 225. Right now he's 210, but I just can't see him sticking as a shortstop long-term there. And especially with Ryan McMahon being rumored around there for getting traded. Not saying he's going to get called up this year, but I don't think it's going to be long for him down in the minors.
Well, and that's right. They extended Zico Tovar until, 2030, I think, just last year. And so he's pretty much locked in at shortstop, or should be locked in at shortstop for the Rockies. But you hit the nail on the head. I mean, if I'm a Rockies fan, I'm loving life right now. It gives them something to get excited about. And we've talked about it a little bit. I mean, obviously, they're in the basement. That's a juggernaut of a division. But they do have some players there. Obviously, pitching for as long as they're in Colorado is always going to be an issue. that, that they'll just have to try to figure out how to navigate it and stuff like that. But they've got some players there and that they're building around and stuff. But Ethan Holiday, you got to be excited with the familiarity, the comfort zone, even though this is a whole new generation, it's a son, and he hasn't played yet. But I'll tell you what, I mean, I look every day on our fantasy baseball right now, Nolan, after he's gone there or whatever, and I'll pick him up as soon as he signs and he's available on the NA, because that playing in Colorado, I know I'm going to have to wait a year or two and stuff like that, maybe three. But I think it's worth the wait because I think, you know, holy cow, for the first 6 years before free agency, he could put up some pretty solid numbers in Colorado. You got to be loving life. And there were some good first round picks, like you said. I mean, the California Angels actually surprised me and stuff like that. But I can't be negative on them with what they've done the last 2 years. You know, Nito 2 years ago, and then what's his name out of Tennessee there last year and stuff like that. Now, obviously, he's injured this year, but they haven't missed on MLB-ready players.
Well, they went Sean Uel a few years ago, too, and then Christian Moore was last year. And Christian Moore, obviously, he's came up and performed very well at the Major League level, yeah.
So I was surprised, no doubt about it, with them going over the Anderson kid with him being there, or Ethan Holiday. But yet, maybe Artie Moreno and Perry Manasian with those guys, more major league ready guys. I can't disagree. I mean, time will tell, obviously, if they made a mistake. But very interesting draft. You know what? Again, it's so deep now, and there's so many players. Obviously, I had the opinion when you see Skeens and the way the pitchers are coming out now and stuff like that, it seems like they're much further ahead than the hitters for sure, because hitting is still hitting, as we know, right? Dirtbags, it's hardest thing in sports to do, as we always talk about, hitting the round ball with the round bat square. And I don't care who you are, it's going to take you a few years to climb the ladder, earn your stripes, and then as you're seeing with even the Boston Red Sox, Jack Aguilino, with the Royals starting to get a little bit of traction going or whatever in that, but it's just a different beast on the hitting side. So, you know, very, very exciting stuff. I do want to jump over Nolan and Dirtbags to something that I found quite interesting. I was watching, they're going through the social media today and stuff. Blue Jays fans will get a kick out of this, I would think, because it's always a pet peeve with a lot of people back home. I know it's a pet peeve. So Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is doing the translate and doing the press conference media day for Alejandro Kirk, who is Mexican, obviously, Spanish. So Vladdy's doing the translating for him and stuff like that. He has no trouble speaking English all during the interview for him and stuff. And yet when we watch Blue Jays broadcasts and he speaks, he always has his own translator, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. It's almost like he doesn't speak any English and stuff like that. And we've talked about that, right? You know, it's not about demanding or expecting them to speak English and stuff like that. But here's a kid that grew up in Canada, not fully, but born in Canada, a lot of time in Canada when his dad was dealt with the Expos, obviously a lot of time in the Dominican Republic as well and stuff like that. But, you know, it's you're playing in North America. And again, this isn't about, don't misread what I'm saying here, Dirtbags, but at the end of the day, if you can speak English, and you're not going to get tricked by the media. I know the media can set up a lot of people, and that's why they steer clear of it and bring in the translator and do all the politically correct stuff or whatever. But at the end of the day, if you really can speak it, hey, stand up. Hey, when it's time to speak Spanish, absolutely speak Spanish. No question about it. It's time to speak English, then hey, it's time to speak English. Don't hide behind it. But it was very interesting to watch him. He had no trouble translating what Alejandro Kirk was from Spanish to English. So I thought that was kind of very interesting to watch that. But hey, who knows? And what are your thoughts, Nolan, on Freddie Freeman standing ovations during the during the Midsummer Classic. What did he end up with? I think two or three standing ovations from the Braves fans going back home.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's all class, and we kind of talked about it in the first segment. But yeah, it's all class, and you could tell Freddie never wanted to leave Atlanta, even when he did his press conference with the Dodgers and found out the news that, hey, listen, his agent sewered him and never told him about the Atlanta Braves contract offer that they had extended out to him. You could tell, like, he never wanted to leave there. He wanted to be one franchise guy all the way throughout his career. And I mean, ultimately, obviously, he made the right move, having won a World Series there last year with the Dodgers. But you could tell it still carries a special place in his heart, the city of Atlanta. Did everything right. Max Fried, same thing. Obviously, he got a huge standing O as well. As far as I know, that's his first return to Atlanta. I don't think New York's played the Braves so far this year down in Atlanta. So both guys very deserving of it. And of course, the fans should be very, very, very appreciative of everything that those guys did, because obviously they won the World Series with them back in 21. So that's kind of my thoughts on it. I liked it. Fans deserved it. Players deserved it.
Yeah, no question. It's always it's great when we can see that part of the professional sports as well. People put aside a little bit of animosity or disappointment or whatever it is and step up and do the right thing. No question about it. And you know, hey, great tribute to Hank Aaron and Vin Scully making the call, and just I thought it was overall, for me, I thought it was well done and good game. Sure, there's mimics about it and stuff like that, but overall, really good. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here in a second with the curtain call question.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, ooh, where'd you get that dress? Or what are your makeup secrets? Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids' clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves. And enjoy a sales tax holiday in Alabama. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or kohls.com for details.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions, and can't thank you enough for sending them in. You know where you can do that, on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Noel and myself will try very best to get them on a show, or if it's personal, as we always say, you got our guarantee. We'll talk you through it and give our thoughts and opinions or advice, and try to help you navigate this crazy and wild baseball journey that we all live and breathe and die. So, all right, Nolan. This is a very interesting one. Tampa Bay Ray fans wanting to know your thoughts and opinions on the recent announcement of the sale, or supposed or potential sale, of the Rays.
Yeah, it sounds like there's an agreement in place. The franchise under Stuart Sternberg, I mean, you can call what it is. I'm not going to sit there and say he was necessarily a cheap owner. Everybody kind of knows that basically the Tampa Bay Rays aren't exactly the most desirable franchise to go and play for. Whoever he hired underneath him throughout his tenure since, what was it, 2006, I believe, is when he took over the team. And 2005, sorry, October of 2005. Purchased 48%, and then 2006, he purchased more to become the majority, yada, yada, yada. Their payroll never ranked higher than 22nd this year, started out at 27th out of 30 teams. But, yeah, obviously everybody kind of knows, hey, they've never really been a desirable market, in my opinion, for a free agent to want to go and sign there. But at the same time, every single year, it seems like for the past, basically 17 years, 18 years since about 2008, when all of a sudden, what I think it was 2008 when they made the World Series there with Price and Longoria, yeah, and all those boys.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that year, obviously, it kind of kickstarted. Everybody was like, what the heck? Tampa Bay Rays are in the World Series. And then you're like, okay, well, they've basically been the winningest franchise in the American League since then. And that's not an understatement. They literally, I think, are like a top three team in the American League in terms of record since that time, despite the minimal payroll. So I got to give him a lot of credit. Whatever sort of moves he made for hiring people underneath him obviously panned out. They've turned into a very successful franchise underneath him. Sells the team for $1.7 by all accounts. It sounds like the new ownership group headed by, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing this guy's name right, Patrick Zalupski. I hope that they do keep the team in the area, I guess. Don't get me wrong. I still hope it moves to Nashville. I love Nashville. I think that would be a great spot for a baseball team. But by all accounts, it sounds like he's going to keep the team in the Tampa area. Doesn't want to really move it over to St. Petersburg. And obviously, they're trying to do the stadium again. But I don't know what's going to happen with the actual franchise itself. $1.7 billion, though, I'm sure in about 5-10 years, will then become a $3-4 billion franchise if he positions it properly. No, but seriously, though, you're looking at it across the board for all major professional sports, and the value of a team has just gone astronomical, right? Like the Tampa Bay Rays, I wouldn't have even guessed that they would have sold for over $1 billion. But there you go. They're $1.7 billion.
No, and that's what kind of why I'm laughing with you, because you're 100% right. That's what will end up happening. I mean, I have to assume that he's probably got a stadium contract in place, which will significantly increase the rate there alone. But I agree with you. Don't fool around anymore. I hate relocation, like everybody pretty much hates relocation. But on the other side of it, don't fool around anymore. If it's not going to work down there, we don't need another decade of hearing of it. We don't need another Oakland A's situation. You know, obviously, Oakland's completely different just because of the sheer history and length of the Athletics being in Oakland. But at the end of the day, if it's just, I mean, two parties that are being ding-a-lings and can't get along, drive on, move forward, get out of Dodge, and that's it. So that's the bottom line for me. But, I mean, it's good that it's being able to be sold. I hope that everything's in order and it's smooth. whatever way, whatever direction they go, so they can become not only a winning team, but something that you can wrap your head around, whether you're a true Rays fan or even a baseball fan of quality teams and just common sense. Now moving along, Nolan, we got Cincinnati Reds fans, not just Reds fans. I mean, Red Sox, Guardians, Indians back in the day or whatever fans. Big lots of positive applause, admiration for Mr. Terry Francona getting his 2,000th. Huge accomplishment, man. Huge accomplishment. Think about that. 2,000. When you're up there with those types of managers, 2,000 wins in a career. And what, he's the second active, behind Bruce Bochy probably right now.
Yeah.
As far as wins go. That's boy. That's a lifetime. That's something that all you dirtbag fans of any of those teams that he's been your manager on, you should be happy for the guy. You should be proud of it.
Yeah, I mean, 13th manager all time to hit the 2,000 wins mark. Like you said, second among active behind Bochy. Bochy's 218 wins ahead of him. He needs what? Nine to pass Leo DeRocher, 41 to pass Walter Alston. So both are attainable this year, which will put him at 11 all time. Now the 41, obviously, that's a bit of a stretch. Like the Cincinnati Reds have to get hot in order to get there. That would put him at what, 89 wins, 88 wins, something like that, on the year. But yeah, like you're looking at it, obviously over a 500 manager throughout his career, he's been nothing but incredible. It seems like everywhere that he goes, the players really, really get attached to him. That's for sure. And you saw it in their like congratulations video. A lot of the former players coming forward and just saying congratulations on that huge accomplishment. And like you said, man, that's a lifetime in baseball that Tito's done. And obviously, he stepped away a couple of different times for various reasons, whether it be his health or family or any of the above. And every time comes back and you see a big old smile on his face, and he's just cutting. He's just black and white, right? He's cut and dry. He is what he is, and he kind of doesn't really care too much about how people react to him. He just says what needs to be said. That's it. And you really appreciate that out of a manager. And especially since he is still that old school manager with new school approach. That's kind of the way that I look at Tito. And you know what? Honestly, tip my cap, 2,000 wins, man. Huge accomplishment.
Well, and that's interesting to say that, because that's exactly what I was thinking about. You think about that. You're still pretty young, Nolan. You'll be 30 this year and stuff. But it's... You think of the generations that he's gone through, way back with the Phillies and stuff like that, as a young manager and first time and stuff. To navigate the different generations of players and be respected the way he is and still in the game. They talk about a baseball lifer, right? And I don't think we really stop and think about what that means. The Ron Washingtons that we were talking about last week and stuff like that, Bruce Bochy, just to name a few, obviously. I know how devastated you were, even though we didn't really talk about it too deep, but with Tony La Russa and how you still followed him because you were a baby when he was with your Cardinals, but you grew up with him, and then you still followed him a little bit when he was management with the Diamondbacks, but then a short stint with the Chicago White Sox again at the back end. And to be able to navigate all those generations and make them collectively feel like they're a better player because of their manager, in their case, or this case, Terry Francona, that's amazing, dirtbags. And I just... don't undervalue when Nolan and I bring up the topics during the offseason a lot of times about the importance of building a culture in your team, your club, your organization. There's a guy that's been able to navigate it and adjust it from generation to generation. So absolutely fantastic accomplishment. Continued success. Very, very impressive. There's no question about it. So let's jump over, Nolan. We're getting down to now. We're starting to heat up. You talked about it, Adam Frazier going to the Royals, very small little trade or whatever in that. somewhat significant for the Royals. They got familiarity with them from the last year, obviously, as you mentioned. And so I'm, is it going to be Suarez coming off the board first? In my mind, I don't know why I'm going with him, but I'm looking at your Yankees going back to maybe the Mariners. There's teams that need that third baseman. And I don't know what the Cardinals are going to do with Arenado. I don't even know if Arenado changes his thinking or whatever and stuff like that on the no trade clause. But for me, I'm looking at a Suarez one being pretty quick and being pretty early. If the Diamondbacks come out of the gate and they lose three or four quick.
Yeah, I'm of the same belief as you. I think him and Josh Naylor, they're going to be probably the first two players moved before the deadline. I don't know exactly when they'll both get moved, but like you said, if they go basically the first week and a half of a cold streak, I think it's just going to be a fire sale. Obviously, they've made Gallen, Kelly, Suarez, and Naylor all available, is the reports from Bob Nightingale. So any of those four guys, sure, I get that Zach Gallen's having a down year, but you got to assume if he goes to a spot where there's some playoff contention on the line, he's probably going to rebound to closer to what we've seen the past 4 or 5 years out of him. Merrill Kelly, obviously, same thing. He's pitching a little bit better this year than Zach Gallen is, obviously, but you're still looking at it. He's 36 years old. He's got a 3.41 ERA, 105 whip, 107 Ks, and 19 starts. Both of those are good. He's earning $7 million this year, so it's not particularly a heck of a lot of money, right? And he's still pitching at a high enough level that as a playoff team, you can acquire that and be confident. Suarez, 33, he's hitting .249, .318, .568 slug, 31 bombs, and an NL best, 77 RBIs. There's not a team in baseball that wouldn't take that. Even if he's just a DH, there's not a team in baseball that wouldn't take that. Like you said, the Yankees are a team that needs a third baseman. They just obviously released DJ LeMahieu in order to free up Jazz Chisholm coming over to play second base. So, I mean, they have that glaring hole. That's a team that obviously has a need there. Philadelphia Phillies, I wouldn't be surprised that they're in the market for a Suarez as well. Obviously, Alec Bohm, he's heard his name available a couple of times. Do I see that being a possible fit? Sure. But, yeah, I don't know. I got to assume Suarez, though, like you said, he's probably going to be the first guy moved post-All-Star break.
Well, and the Mariners, too, you put him and the big dumper together, that could change that lineup in a hurry, especially Rosarena starting to heat up a little bit. So we got just over a minute left, Nolan. I got to get this in. I want to know your thoughts. I'm watching it here on Sunday night. Stowers going back against his Orioles. Gets traded last year for Rodgers. Rodgers has been pitching very well for them and stuff like that. Goes out, has a three home run day against the old team back in Camden. And he's having a heck of a season. But to have three back home, pretty fun day for him.
Oh, yeah. Very under the radar all-star this year. Put up good numbers through the all-star game. Obviously hits the home run in the swing off. But, I mean, still, yeah, I got to assume he had a little bit of fire in his belly just saying, hey, listen, you guys never gave me my crack up at the big leagues. I got my chance now to make you guys pay, and did he ever make them pay? So good to see from Kyle Stowers. Tip my cap, man. That's a heck of a performance.
Yeah, for sure, and three more good games for the Miami Marlins against the Orioles there. So, yeah, they're playing good ball. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for sending in the curtain call questions. We'll be right back here after the break with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought for this one, obviously, I think the New York Mets media made quite the scene there. What was that? Over the weekend. Asking Juan Soto, obviously, hey man, not an all-star. And what's Juan Soto's response? It's all about the money, money, money. Turns out literally that $100,000 bonus or however much his bonus would have been, that's weighing on him pretty heavily. Do I think he should have been an all-star? Probably not. But I mean, he's had a good year. I'm not going to sit here and deny that. He has had a good year offensively. Defensively, still leads a lot to be desired. But same time, you signed the richest contract in MLB history in New York. You're going to have haters. And based on the way that it is now where the fans are voting for you, unfortunately, that's what the fans are looking at. It's a guy that was a show-me-the-money player, and everybody knew it was a show-me-the-money player. So he ends up missing out, loses out on the bonus.
Well, and don't forget, I mean, the fans didn't vote him in, and then the players had the option of voting in players as well, right?
Yeah.
And they didn't vote him in. So, you know, good for them. Good for them to stand up and say, no way, man. We want people that are deserving, respectful of the game, respectful of the fans, respectful of more than the money. So, hey, you know, obviously it's not going to change his life. He doesn't care whatever and that, but it's little things like that that can change your legacy. And I mean, it's easy to sit there and say at the end of the day, I'm still going to have $700 bazillion and you're not. Well, you're right. But respect still goes a long ways. That's what people remember Rhea Vora at the end of the day. So that's the bottom line. So it bit him in the backside. So too bad for him. So Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening. Can't thank you enough for being a part of the show. You know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. All the servicemen and women around the world, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing what you do every day so Nolan, myself, the rest of the Dirtbags can do what we love, and that's baseball. Baseball from the pro to the amateur and everywhere in between, from the parent to the player to the coach to the trainer, that's what we all love to do, and that's what makes it so much fun. So again, thank you. Unfortunately, it is that time though, Dirtbag, so have a great week, and until next week, it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.